Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. You may have noticed a little change. The podcast cover is different, but bigger than that, there's been a name change. And the change is because I'm always looking to serve my audience better. I want to be more succinct about what it is I do and who it is I'm talking to in the podcast. And I think this name, Resentment-Free Relationships, is more accurate in describing who I help as a life coach and the results that I can help you get in your life. So you may have noticed some resentment building up in your relationships. I know you're out there. I know you're struggling. I know a lot of your pitfalls. I know what it's like to feel that way. And that is why I changed the name. So if you've been listening for a while, you may know my story, but maybe you're new here. So since it's a new name to the podcast, I wanted to just come on and introduce myself. I'm Becky Smith, and I am a certified life coach through the Life Coach School. I'm also a certified creation coach through Brooke Snow. I'm a certified yoga teacher, and I just recently finished my bachelor's degree with an emphasis in marriage and family studies. So, as you can tell, I have a passion for making my life better, for making others' lives better, and in particularly for improving relationships. Because as a woman, relationships, the barometer, whether good or bad, about how I feel about myself and how I feel that my life is going. That is why I wanted that to be my specialty. So I want to take you back a few years to where I was. I used to put an immense effort into pleasing everyone. Everyone in my family, that is. Trying to maintain harmony as a mother, as a wife, and even as a daughter-in-law. I wanted to be perfect in these roles. I was constantly striving to make others happy. But deep down, I felt exhausted, drained, frustrated, and yes, resentful. I wished that the people in my life could see how hard I was trying and how much I was sacrificing for them. I believed that I could fix everything. And that often started with me trying to figure out what was wrong with me. If there was a problem in the relationship, then I would run to, okay, what did I do wrong? How can I fix this? There's something wrong with me. I'm not good enough. If I could just be better, if I can just be what they need me to be, then all my problems will be solved. And I would go to church and I would hear people say, if you just serve more, if you're more selfless, then your relationship problems will be fixed. And through the lens of a people pleaser, this is not good advice because the way I was serving was not true and honest service. It was trying to get external validation. It was a form of control and manipulation because I was trying to control how other people were feeling. I was trying to manage their emotions as a way to manage my emotions. And that is not the selfless service that they're trying to teach us at church. It is a counterfeit way, but it is the way that I was coping. It is a coping mechanism. My main goal was to ensure my children's happiness, my husband's contentment, and even my mother-in-law's approval. I went to great lengths, even compromising my own needs and pretending to agree even when I didn't. That pretending, that faking, that going along to get along, I thought that that would create a loving and joyful family. I thought the responsibility rested solely on my shoulders. And again, if I could get everything right, everything would be okay. But despite my intentions, my life felt like it was falling apart. My children were struggling, my marriage was facing challenges, and being around my mother-in-law became really difficult. Just thinking about that relationship brought up a lot of tension in my life. It left me feeling hopeless and defeated. I tried attending parenting classes, seeking couples counseling, and even just resorting to avoiding my mother-in-law altogether and kind of just cutting off contact. But nothing seemed to work. Instead, I felt even more hopeless and defeated. But that's when I discovered life coaching. And I realized that I had unknowingly fallen into a familiar pattern of people-pleasing. It was eye-opening to learn that my well-intentioned efforts were actually causing me more pain in the end, because not only was it not pleasing everyone, but it was creating a watered-down, pretend, fake version of myself, which wasn't who I wanted to be. I realized that trying to control others' feelings was manipulative and inauthentic. One of my favorite phrases is, "People pleasers are liars." I learned that saying yes when I meant no was dishonest and not true to who I wanted to be. It was taking a toll on me. I learned I didn't have to bear the burden of fixing everything alone, and my self-worth didn't depend on making everyone else happy. Life coaching, things I learned in my classes, even things I learn in yoga, have all taught me in different ways and have provided me with tools and principles that have completely transformed my life. It has changed me forever. And now, listen, I didn't say it cured me. I still revert back to those habits and those patterns. But the difference is I have the tools to come back. I have the tools to rewire and reroute my pattern. That is what the difference is. Just recently, an incident happened in one of my relationships that I would have handled completely different before. It probably would have devastated me for at least a week. It would have been a really big deal. But because I had these tools that I had learned, it was manageable. Was it upsetting? Yes. Did it disrupt my life a little? Yes. But did it explode my life? No. I could handle it. It was more like a thing that bothered me for some hours instead of something that would have bothered me for weeks or longer. So I can testify to you that I am a different person. It is down into the way I think, which I don't know how much more fundamental you can get than that, about changing the way you think. That's what I want for you, listener, audience. I want you to be able to have those skills, techniques, tools in your back pocket that you can use to manage, not to cure, your relationships. So if any of this is resonating with you, I want you to go to the show notes and click on my calendar. Get on my calendar. I've got a resentment-free relationships call just for you. It's 20 minutes. It's a quick chat. And it's going to help you see where your resentment is and what is causing that resentment. What would you give to understand and get to the heart of the problems in your relationship? What would you give to have someone spend one-on-one undivided attention with you listening to your problems? Whatever that number is that you would spend, the good news is it's free. Sign up in the show notes, get on my calendar, and let's have a chat. So once again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you could hear some of your story in my story and you can apply it to yourself. Catch you next week. Bye for now. If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.